The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.
And we can see how dangerous St. Joseph's are when the ball hits the ground. You know, they've kicked some really good goals today when the ball hits the ground. So, look, it does. De Grandi will make a difference coming back to that side next week. And as you saw in that last quarter, they had to put Sammy Cloese down there, who's, you know, 189 centimetres. So it's just there's another target down there. So, yep, it changes your structures when you try and you rob Peter the pay Paul to try and get a target down there. So, look, Grassi did all right. Cal Mitchell obviously had to go back down there and give a chop out for, as an extra big. They missed Hovey down there, so it does throw a few things out when you're trying to win a game of football.
Around the grounds, thanks to Leopold Sport, is your complete family venue. The other games in the opening round of the GFL this afternoon, still can't get an updated score from South Bowen and Grovedale.
The app's going well.
The app's going well there for that one. So that was last updated 2 hours ago, but I can give you some updated scores from the other game. St Mary's 25-19, 175. Defeated, or no, they're still actually progressing. St Albans 2-5-17. So,
wow,
they got manhandled after half time. The St Albans boys, and final score at Bell Park, Newtown 12-11-83, Bell Park 8-15-63. So the Towners win there.
Well, we said they had to, didn't we?
We did. Yep. They've started well, yep. Newtown. Tonight, as we said, 5:30, Lara and North Shore out at the Snake Pit and for the Paddy Carr Matt Kershaw Cup. So that'll be good. Tomorrow, as we said, Leopold and Geelong West on K-Rock from 1 p.m. Ballerine scores. Drysdale, 12-12-84, defeated Bowen Heads, 12-5-77.
Wow.
So that's a wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Nothing from Amos and Port Arlington. Torquay, 9-9-63, Ocean Grove, 1-7-13.
Is that final?
No, not final. It says live here, so, yeah, I don't think it's final yet. No, it's still, it is final now. 9-11-65 Torquay, Ocean Grove 3-8-26. So a good win there for Torquay. Queenscliff playing Newcombe down at the Cooter Bowl. Still in progress there. 14-9-93 Queenscliff, Newcombe 10-6-66. So Rory Nichols going to get a good start there.
Yep.
And the other games for the Ballerine, Motowari and Anglesey starting shortly down at Mount Moriac Reserve. Now, Kingy has the wonders of technology. Inverleigh, 16-18, 1-14. Werribee, 2-8-20. Okay. East Geelong, 19-15, 1-29. Belmont, 11-6-72. So the Eagles have started well.
I have.
North Geelong defeated Cry, 109-63. And Thompson, 17-14, 1-16. Bell Post Hill, 8-11-59, with one game to come in the GDFL as well. So some good, handy wins there.
Geelong VFL, 78. Collingwood, 100.
Oof. There you go. So that's the VFL score as well. That's I think that gets us around the grounds. As we said, a few games to go later this evening and also tomorrow as well. Nothing really unusual. Bell Park in Newtown was always going to be pretty close. That was
going to be the one.
By the sounds of it, it's use of the breeze and also poor kicking from Bell Park.
Yeah.
8-15 is not going to get it done probably on most days.
But they're the games Newtown have to win. You know, those ones where there's teams around them that are going to be
there. Which is the ones last year they probably lost by 20 points.
Correct.
They have to win them by 20 points and get there. But exactly. We'll talk to Rowan McSparron shortly, Kirsch, but they would be, they'd probably be happy they got a hard-fought victory, really, in the end.
Yeah, well, they probably, to be quite honest, I mean, I don't know how they would have thought, but they probably would have thought, yes, they'll come down here. St. Joseph's have lost a bit of personnel. There's a few out today. Probably think they're going to get the 4 points, but probably didn't think the 4 points were going to be that easy. Not as hard as they thought it was going to be. So, to St. Joseph's credit, they come at them. They come at them early. They come at them early. They jump the blocks, and they just probably couldn't maintain it towards the end. You know, 8 debutants, and some of them had some big asks down there.
And you look at who, and that, I think that's the thing for Colac is that they've been able to bring a couple of new boys in, or a couple of debutants, or players who haven't played a lot of footy, and been able to integrate them into a team that hasn't needed to have 8 debutants in one game. And I think Carso spoke about that before the game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And look, it's great for a club to debut that many people, but when you've got a few of them on each line, and particularly for a couple of them as key position players, it really is a big ask when you're playing on probably the power forwards of the competition or the premium midfielders of the competition. You know, some of these kids are probably lining up on a Darcy Lang who's, you know, played 50-odd games AFL footy. So there's no smucks in the GFL, and when you debut, you're sort of lining up on players that you got to be at your optimum. So
he did what he had to do today, Darcy Lang, didn't he?
He did. He was always thereabouts. He was creative. See, some of his centre clearance work was really impressive when he got on the fly. And that's opposition midfielders have then got to sort of nullify that. And opposition teams will look at the tape now and see how they can slow him down on the midfield when they get on the fly. But, you know, you got a ruckman that can put it out to you. I mean, you might have only got four or five on the fly, but they looked impressive when he got them.
So, I haven't even had a look yet. This is bad preparation by me. But I was just looking at next week, round two. So, and I've gone to the wrong one because I've gone to the Ballerine. So that's not going to help
that
us.
It will not.
Round two for
St. Joseph's play North Shore.
Yep. At North Shore.
Yep.
And Colac play St. Mary's. So
Colac St. Mary's?
Yeah, Colac St. Mary's down at Central.
Down at Australian Lamb Company Stadium. That's it.
That's going to be a good game.
That will be a ripper.
And depending on how North Shore go tonight, but St. Joey's, we're going to have a few back.
Yep, they'll have a few back.
Which is a good thing. So they might be a little bit different. Because they had to structure a bit different today, didn't they?
They did. They had to structure a lot different. Yeah. And, you know, there's obviously the VFL contingent, whoever does play and doesn't play, Sam Cloak, you get a game at that Werribee is listed there. And there's a few, I believe, Michael Sotomarco may be back next week for the St. Joseph's side for his first game of the season.
Really?
So yes. There's that potential as well. So, yeah, I think each week's going to be a bit flexible, but I believe the three or four permanents will be back next week.
The Sandman Mattress Factory, fifth quarter.